Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Borgeli, first time on the show.
Yes,
welcome. You look nervous.
A little bit. First time doing any podcast, anything. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It's going to be the last. And fan favorite, Georgia Silly.
Hello. This is my 10th billion podcast, and I'm still retarded.
You.
I'm literally, I get more retarded every time I do these.
At the third floor, you were criticizing everyone last night. It was fun.
As usual.
It was an odd comfort zone. It was a good comfort zone, but it was weird. Poseidon, you want to change the screen that we see because we get distracted by seeing ourselves.
Sorry.
I get distracted by staring at the fucking camera that's beaming in my face over there.
You're the only one that does that. I have the camera really? In front of me. I never look at it. You're the only one that gets caught staring at yourself.
There's a lot of objects to look around here, and I get distracted extremely easily with all the objects.
Do you have a ADD, ADHD, one of those Ds?
I probably have like an undiagnosed like disability that I could probably find out from a doctor and then have like 3 minutes of extra material from, but until then
you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I'm just stupid. I'm just gonna say I'm just fucking stupid.
Tonight you're doing Pecker's show at the Old Port.
Mm-hmm.
You have a show tonight. Where's your show, Borgels?
Deli Planet.
And then Mike Ward is at the Third Floor Comedy Club running his hour one last time before Toronto.
That's tonight.
Yeah, because he's going to Toronto tomorrow, so just doing one more test run. 8 p.m. tickets are available for that. Patreon.com/Pantelis. What else has been happening? Besides anything we need to plug that's urgent? No, we're going to be in Toronto this weekend, so nothing.
Yeah, I think that's
just Bordel on Tuesday. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lebanese Weight Watchers.
Graphic Tree, Trina Wilson, printing vinyl, signage.
Graphic Tree is what, .com or .ca?
.ca.
.ca. Remind people. Borgels, anything to plug?
Oh, waffle sauce on YouTube. The last E is a 3 and no space, because if you put a space, you'll get literally syrup being poured on waffles.
Yeah, that's too complicated. We got to change that name.
No, I just got to get it big enough to where it. I come up before the syrup.
Never going to beat syrup.
I think I'll beat
syrup. Syrup has been the king of condiments for breakfast for a while.
Like, I'm waffle sauce, better known as syrup. That's
what it is?
Yeah.
I wish I plugged that. My fucking YouTube channel / Twitch channel, Waffle Sauce.
Yo,
man.
Follow me, Chocolate Fudge.
Yeah.
Just Google Chocolate Fudge. Hopefully I come up.
Banana Split.
I'm Chocolate Sunday. That's crazy.
I had an alter ego idea for pickle juice. Like when I'm in a bad mood, toxic pickle juice.
That's going to be like another account, and yeah, it's all angry stuff?
Yes. Waffle Sauce is sweet. Pickle juice is sour.
That's lunatic behavior, but I like it.
Pickle
it's like
juice
browned in.
Could be sweet as well.
Could it? But it's
yeah,
like
there's like sweet pickle juice.
Yeah.
See, that's a bit like of the sugar in channel. It. That's the shorts channel.
Is you can like flick pickle juice at your enemies if you're feeling evil too.
A lot of people just hate pickles.
Yeah.
You a pickle guy?
Not on their own. In a burger, they're nice.
Yeah. You just won't eat a pickle.
Slices.
But you won't eat the whole pickle? Like,
no, it's too much. Like after 2 or 3 bites, it's like it gets
too
weird.
Too phallic for you?
No. No, I prefer phallic. Just yeah.
I like pickles. I won't seek them out, but if pickles are available, I have no problem eating them.
Like you a whole pickle?
If it's available, I'll grab a pickle. I'll eat a pickle.
Would you rip a whole jar? Or like, what's your cutoff for pickles?
I won't rip a whole jar. There's too much vinegar. There's too much going on with pickles that you can't eat the whole jar. You know what I mean? Unless you want to get sick.
Yeah. See, my cutoff
I'll grab
is
one
like
or two pickles.
Half a pickle.
That's your cutoff. Half of an entire pickle.
Half of an entire pickle.
Yeah. I could eat more than half a pickle.
You could eat. It's like ghost calories in pickles. You got 15 calories each pickle. You could eat like 3 jars if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You'd throw up from the vinegar and stuff.
I think so. Too much vinegar.
If you like, if there's a pickle like on top of your sandwich, you wouldn't like throw it away. You'd eat it.
Yeah, but that's just one like slice of pickle. He's talking about whole pickle jars.
That's how many pickle jars do you have at home?
One.
That he doesn't really go through.
Just one.
Not a big fan of pickles. He just buys it so he could say that he's part of the pickle team. Yeah.
I could say with certain honesty that I've bought a pickle jar before, never touched it. It sits in the fridge for months.
So you just buy it because you think you're going to want it?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, pickles. Yeah, it's hit. It's either you're in 100% or it's just going to sit there.
Yeah, I find apples are like that too. Like, I always buy apples and never eat them. Every time I eat an apple, I'm like, I should eat apples more. They're pretty good. And then 6 months
you forget about
by,
them.
Yeah. They're not attractive.
Apples?
Yeah.
There's some hot apples.
Some apple bottom jeans.
Yeah, some apple bottom jeans. I was waiting for him to jump in on that. Yo, so Threads. Poseidon, you want to bring up Threads?
Yep.
Many people have signed up automatically to Instagram's Twitter rival. Zuckerberg is fighting back against Elon Musk with a new app called Threads, which is basically Twitter without live stream. You can't go live.
Do they have an official website?
They have an app.
Is there limits for characters as well?
I haven't found the limit yet. You could go pretty... I just don't know what gets you canceled yet. We're going to test out the N-word today.
You always do that, though.
You got it. You got to test it out.
It's like every time you mention the N-word or anything racist, it's always like it's like fine wine tasting where you swish it around your mouth. You don't want to swallow it because swallowing means you have said the N-word. You want to swish it around your mouth and you spit it out immediately. You know, it's fine wine tasting.
So when I launched this last night, it was already in dark mode and night mode, which was cool. Apps don't normally go automatically into night mode when you first launch, so that was nice. I don't know how it works because I was following people, but I kept seeing like this chick in my thread who I wasn't following.
It's just like Instagram. Instagram will show you someone you follow, then like a model, then this, then that.
Oh, okay, Instagram too. I never noticed if they show, because I scroll fast on Instagram now. I just go to my stories. So, okay, that's why they're doing the same thing. Yeah, because you get some randoms, which is kind of cool. Discover new people. But essentially, it's the same thing as Twitter. It kind of works a little bit the same. The attachments are a little bit quicker. The photos upload a little bit quicker. I think they're using the same system they use for Instagram, where it's already preloading when you're selecting the photo. That's about it, but it seems to be the same. You could retweet. It's called Rethread. It's essentially the same app.
Just everyone's going to sign up because they don't like Elon Musk. They're going to be like, I'm going to do Threads. It's like a rebellion.
I mean, but who's on? I guess the big thing is are you getting news that's different on Threads than you would on Twitter?
Probably. If it's the whole Facebook censorship thing, probably for sure.
But Facebook, this is Facebook, right? Threads is Instagram. It's also, so if it's just censored Twitter, then Twitter's gonna do better.
Surprised how much people like the censorship.
People do love censorship.
Yeah.
That's a good observation. Yeah, people are fucking stupid.
They're like, I want to be told what to think. Let me go on Threads instead.
Yeah. I saw Mike tweeted this morning to Justin Trudeau. He's the prime minister of this country. Sadly, I don't know how that happened. But the prime minister was tweeting Taylor Swift. He was tweeting to tweet Taylor Swift. He was singing a song to her. And he was telling her that he hopes that she goes to more places in Canada. That's our leader, ladies and gentlemen.
Is he the first one to win 3 times?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
There, look right there. You got it.
Has to be somebody else. Somebody else was like very long running as prime minister. Who the fuck was it?
Kretschmann was there forever when I was young. John Kretschmann, the guy with the fucked up face.
Yeah,
he was there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another Quebec produced, made prime minister. But I do love that a prime minister is a simp for Taylor Swift. That's
yeah, it's strange, right?
I like that. That's excellent. I feel like every time like Mike Ward tweets it, he's just like one another.
Oh, Harrison wrote to the prime minister. What did he say?
Dude.
Chill the fuck out.
That's hilarious.
Fucking Harrison. I wonder if Harrison's nervous now because he built up such a good following on Twitter and people are going to Threads. He could do the same thing on Threads.
Twitter will be fine.
I think they're going to coexist.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you could say the N-word on Threads.
You can say it on, like, I think Truth Social. That's another one people go to.
Truth Social.
That's one, like, Trump is on, Truth Social. Like, people
I never
like,
got on that. I tried Parler when it first came out. Like, this is the new Twitter.
Yeah.
It's literally Twitter if it was, like, a fake Twitter made in Indonesia or something. It was, everything was slow. It was clunky. It was shitty Twitter. It didn't work.
My favorite part about like Truth Social is that whenever like their version of retweet is like retruthed. That's what They've been retruthed. That's
you were truthed twice.
Yeah. Trump's on it. And Trump is like...
Is that the one that he paid for? He started?
I think yeah. So. And when Trump's on there, he's like all caps just going off.
He's just mad that he's there.
All caps. Literally all fucking caps. All these extra Twitters keep popping up. And I don't know if they're going to... I don't know. Threads might fucking pick up steam because it's Facebook, right?
Threads might pick up steam just because you're automatically on Threads if you're on Instagram.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
So you just sign in and you can import all your data. So you don't have to recreate everything, profile pictures, all that, which makes it so much easier.
I think Mark Zuckerberg won the nerd off between him and Elon because he did the passive-aggressive thing, which is to
create a rival app, avoid
physical confrontation and just out-nerd the other fucking nerd pretty much.
That is true, though. He did just out-nerd him.
Yeah.
But I don't think Musk is going to take this lying down.
You don't think so? No, he's probably going to talk shit, but I just hope Twitter doesn't get ruined because, you know, Rumble? It just becomes like all the people who want to be racist on YouTube and can't. So it's just Twitter's going to be like, oh, we could be racist here, and that's what's going to gain traction. Because a lot of people who want freedom of speech just want to be racist, and that's what gets views.
So I've been trying to get into... Viva Fry's been trying to connect me with the guy. He's a Canadian kid, Chris Pavlovsky, who started Rumble. He's the owner of Rumble.
Oh, it's Canadian started?
Yeah, it's a Canadian kid from Toronto.
Who started. So familiar. Look up Rumble. It sounds familiar.
Oh, you know, it's the green logo. So I try... Like, we have a channel on Rumble, but it doesn't work the same. And I think Viva was telling him, like, the feedback I was giving.
Oh, this place. It feels... Yeah, Rumble. Yeah.
It needs some updates because it feels a little cheap. You know, it feels a little clunky. When you go to upload, dude, uploading videos takes forever. Mm. Forever. YouTube figured it out. Google figured it out. It's instant to upload a video. It's so fast. Dude, this shit takes forever. It makes it, like... As a user, let's say, maybe you won't notice, but as a creator, it's not creator friendly.
It puts like a lot of friction between you and posting.
Yeah, every time, I'm going to upload, like, let's say 10 videos, I'm going to start migrating my page, right? Bro, one video will take an hour and a half.
Like a podcast? Or just
like a podcast, like a full length podcast. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. It takes too long. And you can't do it. It's not like YouTube where while it's uploading, you could fill everything in and then it'll automatically do it. You have to wait till it's fully uploaded, then confirm, then. So it's very clunky. It's very, very clunky. Yeah.
You guys are on Rumble. What? You guys are like on everything.
Well, we have a channel on Rumble, but it's useless. Like, there's we don't really.
Are you guys on BitChute?
No, but I've heard of
BitChute's
that.
BitChute's my favorite. Some wild shit on BitChute.
Oh, is it the same thing like Rumble?
No, maybe, but I think like BitChute, you got like 5-hour conspiracy videos on why.
Oh, that's
like
amazing.
Hillary Clinton is like this a pedophile lizard woman creature that eats children.
But you see, it's not what I'm looking for.
Stop. BitChute's fucking crazy. It goes hard. Scroll up. This guy's name is, never mind. It's gone now, but.
So I want the ability, George. I want the ability, like. You're allowed, if you want, to go conspiracy theories, all that. That's why I want a site that you're allowed to do it. But I don't want a site where when you log in, it's only that. I want it to be like old TV channels. I want it to be entertainment. You go in, you're like, I can watch Pantels. I can watch this. I can watch that. You don't want to go in and you're like, I got to avoid the N-word. Like you know, I want it when you go in, you're happy. This seems a little crazy.
But what if you're happy when you say the N-word?
Oh, well, then welcome aboard.
You're happy.
Welcome aboard.
That's just what happens. Everyone gets pushed here who can't say the N-word on YouTube goes here, and that's the niche they're filling right now.
Yeah.
And no one else cares.
Yeah.
Everybody gets pushed to the brink on
YouTube
edge.
Just needs to calm their tits and fix the algorithm because they don't like it's very hard now to grow on YouTube. Mm. It's very hard. If they fix that stuff, the discovery and all that, they're gonna be amazing because it's and the censorship they have to stop. Cause it's so the technology behind YouTube is so good.
Yeah.
People don't the live streaming, the uploading of videos, the edit. And they're always making upgrades. They're at the top of the game when it comes to that shit. They're very, very good.
That's like that's the pros and cons to being racist on the internet. Is like the con is the pro is you're racist, but the con is you have bad coding. People that are racist are bad coders. The people that don't want to say that are good coders. So you have to balance it out.
Well, I think Rumble, it's more of a because they're not like the owner is not racist. He's more like just free speech. Yeah. I think it's just because he's young and it's a new site, so it's gonna take some time. But I believe if he gets the right tech guys behind him, that shit's going to be cool.
I can't keep track of all these all these places, man. And I swear to God, I feel like all the ones that go off of away from Twitter and YouTube are just all right wing or something. They all just go buck wild one way or the other.
Yeah, you get angry because you it's kind of like, remember those girls? I don't know if it was like that in Ottawa, but there was girls that were like really, really sheltered. They were private girls' school. They were like, they weren't allowed to go out at all. And then as soon as they got some freedom, they became the biggest whores. That's what I think happens. I think they put these guys in that box. They keep them chained up. The second they have a little bit of freedom, they're like, all right, black people are going to get upset now. And they just go crazy. That's what it feels like.
And then they all talk to each other. And it just goes deeper and deeper. And in 5 years, they're like.
And like, so we've been right the whole time, right, guys? We've been right, right? High five. High five, crime rates. High five.
It's the same with like Middle Eastern women too. It's like Carmina's out. And when she's out, she's dating Pecker. It's like the same.
Are they dating? I thought it was just like a fling.
I don't know what's going on, man, but.
Poor Borgels, you're putting him in a weird spot.
Yeah, his sister is dating Pecker, God's sakes. It's a travesty in his household, man.
Wait, hold on, what?
I'm going to be on the phone with your dad right now. I'm going to put your dad on speakerphone right now. I'm going to put Caesar on speakerphone and talk to you about this shit, man. But you mentioned that you can't be on Twitter anymore because you're getting too absorbed into like all these like right-wing...
Not even right wing, just like World War III. This is happening in Sudan. It's America and Russia secret. Like just consuming World War III is going to happen on a daily basis.
I'm on the same boat with those things as well on Twitter because I love reading all these fucking threads about history and geopolitics and shit, man. It's crazy stuff happening. France is on fire. Africa's
is France still on fire, Poseidon?
It probably is.
I think so. Yeah.
Stop.
God. So, but didn't they already loot all the Foot Lockers? What's left?
Just they're looting all the stores except for like the Samsung stores, dude. That's the only store that remains.
The Apple store I know is getting destroyed, and Foot Lockers. All the Foot Lockers were getting destroyed, which is hilarious.
There's something about
fueled by everyday discrimination. Also, now they're okay. So you know what happened, Poseidon? It feels like you know the people that started rioting. Remember they were using the kid that got shot.
Yeah.
It feels like the video that we saw of why he got shot circulated too much, and they're like. Yeah, he's not entirely innocent. So now they change tune. They go, it has nothing to do with him. It's just every day there's discrimination. That's why we're rioting. But that's not how it started. You remember it started because that kid?
Oh, the computer just crashed.
Remember the 17-year-old? That's okay. That's why we're using ATEM. Yeah. Also, we're always live.
We're always
live, baby. Live right yeah, always live.
Since when do French people not like discrimination?
Redundancies.
You have like backup generators, the equivalency of backup generators.
We do, actually. We have two backup generators.
Why did the computer crash? What did you do?
Because he's using a different laptop. To do all of the extra, but it doesn't matter because we're not streaming through that. We're streaming through another. I've set this place up. I'm a bit of a genius.
He's the Batman of podcasts.
I was actually hoping that it'd be like shut down because every time we're talking
conspiracy.
And, no, but then like you say like look this up. We all like look towards the monitor like it's the fucking like Bin Laden raid and I'm Obama. We all look towards this fucking monitor. It's like look it up. What's going on here? Can we actually watch like Special Forces guys raid shit? That'd be fucking sick.
I mean,
you
can find that shit online for sure.
I wish Lively could go on YouTube. Yeah, let's watch the Bin Laden raid so we can like feel immersed.
Why do you want to watch your cousins get shot? That's weird.
They're not my cousins.
Is the Bin Laden raid available on YouTube?
Is it on Blu-ray? I want to watch it on Blu-ray.
I guess we're going to find out.
I remember Trump when his raids were you could find them online.
His raids?
Yeah, I remember he like, raided, what the fuck, Al-Baghdadi?
Baghdadi, yeah. That was sick.
Yeah.
The speech after was amazing, too.
Yeah. What did he say? Like, we fucking killed him.
Oh,
like
fuck.
A dog. He died like a dog crying.
You know who had a great bit about it? Shane Gillis had a great bit. Like,
what did he say?
It's pretty much like just describe the entire thing with like a Trump impression.
He does good like Trump impressions.
Oh, yeah. Like, I like Shane Gillis. Like dogs.
No, I heard yesterday. I didn't know. I guess because I've been so fucking... You know when you're busy and you're kind of like in your own world? I didn't realize. But apparently Brendan Schaub talks shit about like Shane Gillis. Doesn't like Shane Gillis.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me though. He talks shit about everyone who's good.
That fucking pisses me off though because like he's not at a level... He's not at a level where he should talk shit about open micers. But to talk shit about Shane Gillis, he's like, dude, you're not even in the same galaxy.
About his personality or comedy?
I apparently had said something like, oh, he's on Rogan's dick or something like as if like, but he created all the, before he even got on Rogan, he had created everything after getting canceled. He built something himself. Like he did everything that Schaub wishes he could do. He built a career himself. He's funny. He was on SNL. He was picked on SNL. He was good enough to be on SNL. He did all that shit. And that fucking, so I heard that shit yesterday on a video and I was like, what a bitch.
Also, didn't Schaub get famous in comedy because of Rogan?
100%,
yeah. That makes no sense.
Yeah. And then he didn't progress. He didn't get better. So I guess Rogan was like, all right, fuck this guy. I don't know.
Brendan Schaub is like tall, right? How tall is Brendan Schaub?
He's a big dude.
Like he's like 6 foot. He probably kicked Shane Gillis's ass.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, he was a fighter.
Yeah. That's
so he could probably do that, but it doesn't matter because.
Physical dominate.
If he's pissed, but Shane's. I don't even want to say funnier because everyone's funnier than him. Yeah, that was the video. I think it was It Gets Worse. Like it was a guy had made a whole thing about it.
Did we? I don't think. Did we ever like talk about. Because one thing I saw from like. Clip from his stand-up is that he was recanting like an anecdote about the UFC doctor visiting him.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the bit, he made the UFC doctor be like some like
stereotypical Asian,
stereotypical like Asian guy.
Hey, bro, you test positive, and then when the real doctor you see him, he's like,
"Hello, yeah,
hello, I am the doctor for the UFC." He's like, "God damn it, dude!"
Oh fuck, man! He's exaggerated an entire man's existence and being to be more racist.
Every time I recount a story on stage of Poseidon, I'm gonna change my voice to. I'll be like, "Bad Dylan, I'm sorry, I late for work."
That I don't know. It's more offensive to Poseidon. It's more offensive to him to be. How dare you make him into an African god of the ocean?
How do you make him a click maker? Yeah, so I saw that yesterday, and it rubbed me the wrong way. Just you got to know your role.
Yeah, you got to know how funny you are.
Yeah,
I think he's way more famous than he is funny. Mm-hmm. That really fucks with your ego because you have to look to yourself. Oh, I'm this famous, so I'm this funny.
No, but also just, dude, you gotta like the guy's way better than you. It's not even a competition. Yeah. He's one of the best around right now.
He's probably the best of his like generation.
Gillis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what his lineup is of his. But you might actually be right. I find him fucking hilarious. A good dude and he's fucking funny.
I think like Brendan Schaub is like more points over Shane. You think about it, he can physically dominate him.
Physically, well,
better hairline.
I think Gillis was a football player in college.
He was.
Oh, that is true.
But MMA fighter is a different thing. I think Brendan would take him.
Both. What do you think?
But also, Gillis is like one of us. Gillis is one of the homies, bro. Mm. You could pull through if you're a homie. This guy's a bit of a bitch.
You think? Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be like an equal. It'd be like there's like factors that equal if they fought.
Yeah.
Each other.
It depends what kind of fight.
Wait, yeah.
If it's a free for all, I feel like Gillis is taking it. If there's like MMA, if there's rules, he has the advantage.
Like James Mancini could kill all of us right now.
Yeah.
And he's like
and he's short, very petite.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. But
if there's a press conference before, I think Shane gets in his head and beats him.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Like Conor Aldo type shit.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so I didn't like that. I didn't like that he was talking shit. And then when I bring it up, people are surprised. Like, you didn't know he's a garbage person? I didn't know he was garbage. I thought he was just like unfunny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was like a piece of shit.
He's gotten weird.
He's gotten weird.
He was shit talking Rogan like a year ago.
See, I don't like that shit either, bro.
Because Rogan, like, said he didn't do other podcasts. I think he did Two Bears, One Cave or one of the other ones. Okay. Or Flagrant 2. He's like, he said he doesn't do other podcasts. Why didn't he do mine first? All like,
okay, how about fuck you, number one. And it's Joe Rogan. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. He could say no podcast and then do 50.
Yeah.
But people like that pissed me off. I don't know if Brendan Schaub did it, but I remember Rogan got the deal with Spotify?
Yeah.
Dude, I had a whole thing on podcasts because people were angry online. Like, why him? They were all pissed off. Because they're so small-minded, they didn't realize that Rogan signing that deal did every podcaster, including myself, a huge favor. He just set a price point. He legitimized the whole podcast game.
Yeah. Even if you get one-tenth of his deal,
you can go
set.
Out and get advertised. He legitimized everything. It changed the stock price of Spotify. He just handed you keys to the kingdom, and you're so stupid and jealous. You're just mad at the money he got. So fucking small-minded.
Who was mad at him? Like open micers or podcasters?
Podcasters. A lot of podcasters that were jealous. And even now, there was one woman who she told Spotify, she gave an ultimatum. She said, either you give me the same as Rogan, 100 million, or I'm leaving. And they're like, all right, later. Like, you're not Rogan.
Also, they paid 200 million, whatever the price is. They're not going to get rid of him. That's just a bad investment.
No, but they made their money back initially, right? They made their money back really fast. Like it was the fucking smartest business move they'd ever made.
If Brendan Schaub held a gun to your head and said, stand up or podcasting for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
If Brendan Schaub was making the decision for me?
Yeah, put a gun to your head.
Oh, fuck.
He talks tough. Like, they talk like Poseidon, Brendan Schaub, a little bit.
They do, yeah.
They do sound the same a little bit.
Oh, man.
But if you had to choose between stand up for the rest or podcasting for the rest, what would you choose if you came down ultimately?
I don't know. That's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough. I feel like I'd lean towards stand up, but.
But then, you know, podcast, you say whatever you want to anybody and you're good to go. Stand up, you have to do a little monkey dance. You have to impress. Like, what would you choose?
Oof, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah. I really don't know. It would be a coin flip, and I'll live with whatever we get. It would be because they're too tight. I love them both.
This is yeah.
What Jemele Hill to leave Spotify and shut down her podcast network.
Look at this. What? Look at this person. Hill joins exodus of black podcasters out of Spotify.
They're angry because they think that the reason why Joe Rogan makes that much money on Spotify is because he's not black. Not because of the size of his audience.
She also looks like Joe Rogan in blackface.
Let me see. Make it big. I see what you mean. I see what you mean, yeah.
If Joe Rogan put fake dreads on in blackface?
If we find out that that's fucking Rogan trying to negotiate a better deal.
That's the most racist thing you've ever said in your life. Every black woman looks like a bald 55.
He never said every black woman. He said that one in particular.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Let me find a picture.
That could probably be Joe Rogan's wife. She's black. Who knows, man?
Joe Rogan doesn't have a black wife.
Yeah, he
does. Bill Burr has a black wife.
They both have black wives.
No. Joe Rogan has a white wife. She's taller than him.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yep.
I thought it was a what?
No, he has a his stepdaughter is black.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You know what? I assumed. That's what happened. Yeah. I assumed.
It's called racism, but it's fine.
Damn,
it's cool.
I think I'm the I'm the racist.
Yeah.
After all,
we're just
years,
me and Borgels are just playing a part.
After all these
the
years,
role.
I'm the prejudiced one. After all these, who would have thought?
But yeah, so people that chick was pissed off. Oh, besides, I want to talk about this. I have one story that I want to bring up. Pakistani judge. So last month
that's a crazy country.
It's a crazy country.
Yeah, that's the craziest country.
So type in Pakistani judge Greece. Type in Pakistani judge. Migrant boat. So there was a boat filled like to the brim with migrants. You saw this that had collapsed in the Mediterranean
to the brim.
Last month. And they were mostly Pakistanis, like illegally trying to get into Europe. I think they were going to Greece or to Italy. And in between Greece and Italy, the boat fucking capsized. Like, you know, there's a limit of how many. There was supposed to be like 50 people on there and there was like 300. So, and they died.
Do you think Greece and Italy were like hot potatoing this fucking boat? Like, you take him.
That would have been a strategy, but they were headed. I forgot which one they were headed to. But anyway, so the people were mad. So Greece lost their mind because people were mad at Greece, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, how could you let these people die? And Greece was like, this wasn't planned. We didn't know they were coming. They were illegally coming. We had no idea. It wasn't planned. We found out as soon as you guys found out. We sent people to help them. It was fucking too late. Like, what do you want us to do? It was illegal. So people were like, it's got to be easier for people to illegally enter Greece. And Greece like, that doesn't make any sense. That's that can't be a real sentence. And then a Pakistani judge ruled in Pakistan that, there is a, it's Greece's fault that 300 people were illegally trying to swim there. And died. It's like fucking insane.
But ruled that? What does that even mean?
Like in Pakistan, which there's no ruling over Greece. Greece, like, this doesn't, we don't, like, we're a real country. We're not going to listen to this.
Did Poseidon strike down that fucking boat?
That's what happened, yeah, Poseidon. But it's just so crazy, Poseidon. I was looking at the...
Yeah, and now I don't have internet, so... Oh, wait, it's back. Poor Poseidon. It's not back.
I don't know, they tried to...
Nothing's working.
On the laptop?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. That's why I told you to use the other one, but then you can't stream properly.
Yeah.
They tried to pull a Trojan horse and Poseidon like struck them down.
It's just so weird that there's...
Oh, there you go. It's back.
Yeah. Click on it.
Pakistan's...
Top judge.
Top judge?
Yeah. Look at how many people are on that fucking boat.
God damn. No wonder it sank.
Look.
Pakistan's top judges are very funny.
It's a human rights issue. Yes, humans have the right to be stupid and risk their lives. I agree with you, Judge.
So do Pakistanis go to Greece to get into other European countries, or they set up base in Greece?
Oh,
they do both. They do both. A lot have set up in Greece, though.
Okay.
The problem is that it's the amount of illegal ones that do it, because it's very hard, especially in Greece, to monitor this shit. Like, if there's, because you have refugee camps, and at the same time, so you have refugees that are like legit refugees. that came from like the wars in Syria, this and that. And then you have people that claim that they were Syrian refugees, but they're Pakistanis. And that happened a lot during the war in Syria. Dude, that was happening a lot. They're like, we have Syrian refugees, and it was all Algerian men. And like, well, guys, it doesn't add up, you know? So
hold on.
Greece has a big, big problem.
This boat sank 80 kilometers off the coast?
Yeah. 50 miles.
Is that just the
Didn't trend? They know how to swim?
I believe you can answer that question. They died.
All of them?
Most of them. Some were saved.
God damn.
Yeah. Is that just a trend for Greece, though? Like, to get pushed out by brown people from where they live?
It seems,
like,
yeah.
Athens, Park X.
Park
They're
X.
Making their way to the island.
Yeah,
I was in Athens, and you'd go a couple streets, and it's all Arabic letters everywhere. And yeah. I'm like, Let's go.
Yeah, they're taking over. Yeah. But because Greece is part of the European Union, so they can't have the strict border laws that they want to have. Because Europe says, no, you have to let everyone in. Yeah.
Aren't they going back on that? Like, isn't a bunch of right-wing people getting voted in Europe because they're fed up with this shit?
In Italy, yeah, but not in Greece. In Greece, what they call right-wing, like right now, Mitsotakis, the government, they're calling it right-wing, like for people. They're calling it conservative. Mm. They're not conservative at all.
Is it like our conservatives?
Yeah, exactly. Even less.
Oh, wow.
Less conservative than the conservatives in Canada, yeah.
Wow. That surprised me. I would think Greek people are like, fuck everyone. Like, let's just be Greek and do our own thing.
Nah, Greeks don't like the extremes because they're very chill. Mm. So they don't want like, there's people that like communists and there's people that like the hard right. Majority of Greeks don't want either to take control because it's too much. The Greeks don't like laws.
They don't like anything, really.
No.
They just, like, even if there were strict laws, no one would enforce them.
No, you try. They'd be like, go fuck yourself. It was a nightmare in Greece when they made seatbelts mandatory.
Really?
Yeah, it was a nightmare. People didn't want to wear their seatbelt. Like, fuck you, can't tell them what to do. And then they would put it either behind them, they would clip it on the seat so it just doesn't ever ring. Or they were selling these little gadgets at every little store where you could just clip it into your seatbelt clipping so that it never rings. Just to not wear the seatbelt. Just because they're like, I'm a free Greek. I'll decide if I want to wear a fucking seatbelt.
In America as well, though. When they first rolled them out, they're like, what seatbelts? What's next? Like,
yeah.
There's like a bunch of videos of like, what's going on? But they just really enforced
it. Start, you're going to force me to wear a seatbelt? Then what are you going to do? Fuck my wife? No. We're not playing this shit. Yeah, it was crazy in the States.
Literally, I'm not going to wear a seatbelt. This is Sparta. I'm not going to wear a seatbelt.
That's just because you forced them. That was the only reason. They don't like to be forced. If it's a suggestion, they'll consider it.
But no one was wearing seatbelts until they were forced to wear seatbelts. That's the other issue.
Well, a lot probably were, but just a lot of Greeks were like, go fuck yourself.
You think like if Golden Dawn did like a reverse psychology thing, people would be more on board. Like if they were like, we're going to let all these Pakistani people in, like, fuck no or not. Then like, aha, we got like.
Well, you know where Golden Dawn fucked up?
Where?
Because they recruited too many uneducated people. So Golden Dawn fucked up because...
It's your normal Greek pretty much.
It's your normal, no, because they're educated there. It's free. They're well-educated, but they recruited too many barbarians, basically. So what happened was, initially, they were getting a lot of young people on board because their ideas were like, we're going to rebuild the country and it's going to be Greece for Greeks. And they're like, all that shit sounds good, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd see they'd have these guys that have like ties to like neo-Nazis and they would go to meetings and they would do the Hitler salute. And then Greeks were like, oh, what the fuck? We fought the Nazis. What is this shit?
Oh, shit, and, for real?
Yeah. And then they would bring in, like, then they would be like, no, we're just doing that because that guy did it, but we're not really Nazis. It's going to do with Nazis. And then they talk about pro-Greece stuff and you're like, yeah. And then there'd be videos. They'd go to neighborhoods and start beating up Pakistanis and people are like, dude, what the fuck's going on? This isn't the political party. So that's what they hired too many idiots that were doing barbaric shit. Because on paper, if you just go like, yeah, we're going to protect Greeks and Greeks, you're like, oh, that sounds great. But then you see how they're going to implement it. It's kind of like Trudeau.
Didn't they also like...
Trudeau said he's going to change the economics of the country and everyone's going to be equal. He just didn't warn us that means we're all going to lose everything and be poor.
He did do what he said, though.
He did do what he says. We're all equally fucked up now. Yeah.
Everybody hates that, man. I swear to God. If it's like the same thing with his dad. If you like venture out of Ottawa... for like a good like 2 hours, East Coast, West Coast, same shit.
He just gets berated.
It's also like if you're going to do like the fucking Hitler salute, they can't like do the fucking cop out and say this is a Roman salute because they're all fucking Greek. So it's like you're fucked, man.
But they shouldn't, the salute, what I don't get is even if you have ideas like that, why don't you create a new salute so people can't tell?
Greek salute.
Like, you know what I mean? So people can't tell. It doesn't make any sense.
Just lazy.
It's so lazy.
Like the swastika, I'm doing it for peace, man. Just make a new sign.
No, this is going to be a maze. This tattoo is going to continue. It's going to be a flower. It's so stupid.
Fucking.
Also, Greeks hate Nazis.
Yeah, most people.
They fucked us. We had a huge, huge war. I don't know if you heard about it. It was the Second World War.
Yeah,
there were two.
We don't like them. There were two. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, part one wasn't finished. And there was a to be continued.
Pablo Escobar's, I think, like fucking pilot smuggler. It was a German Colombian. He had like a swastika on his right arm. It was just right there. He's just some German guy in Colombia chilling, flying out cocaine in and out. He's got a giant swastika right fucking there. That's the guy.
Yeah, the Germans, we let them off the hook easy, I find.
Really?
They like run Europe now.
They run Europe. But that shows how stupid Europeans are, right? So there was two. So they had a council. They're like, all right, we need to have one union. Who's going to be in charge of Europe? And then the Germans, who started two world wars, they killed everyone. They're like, can we be in charge? And everyone's like, yeah, we see no problem with this. This makes perfect fucking sense.
One of the most fucking insane things, like a bunch of like German Nazi officers, Second World War, later became like NATO leaders and commanders.
NASA. They went everywhere.
Yeah.
Werner von Braun, the head of NASA, was a Nazi, scientist that they took during Operation Paperclip after the Second World War. The Operation Paperclip was a mission for the Americans to steal like top Nazi leaders, scientists, generals, and bring them over to the States so they could work for them. Mm. And the Soviets did the same thing. So some of the top Nazi brass went to the Soviets and some went to the U.S., Now, the weird thing is for the Americans, because they had a lot of Jewish scientists and leaders, they'd go to a meeting and they were fighting for years. You know, we got to save the Jews in Europe. And they'd walk in a meeting and they see a guy that was literally responsible for murdering Jews being like, hi, I'm the new guy. Like, that must have been crazy, bro.
They must be so smart that we're willing to look past it all.
I mean, they were smart. I mean, they helped us get to space.
Yeah. Well, they almost took over the whole world.
Yeah.
With like three countries. They like had the better guns. Like I heard that Americans would kill a Nazi, pick up their gun because they were so much better, and then start spraying them.
Yeah, yeah, they had
like a Call of Duty motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, they were fucking.
Would press Y, swap their weapon, and kill both of them.
Yeah,
and the Japanese were hardcore. They were willing to die for everything. The mistake that Hitler made was being allied with the Italians.
Really?
Yeah, the Italians didn't want to fight, bro. The Italians were like, this is a bullshit. They didn't have it in them.
The only times the Italians like fought in the Second World War when they're up against like African countries.
Ethiopia, and they lost. They were the first European country to lose to an African country during that. They lost to the Ethiopians, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
They lost to like spears and...
Ethiopia destroyed them because the Italians didn't want to be there. Like, what the fuck? We're in Africa. These fucking Ethiopians are mad at us. Like, they didn't want to be there, the Italians.
So why were they there? Mussolini was just like...
Mussolini was hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just sending people... He's like, I'm rebuilding the Roman Empire.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted to rebuild the Roman Empire. And he started failing from the beginning. He tried to take over Greece. He came in through Albania. And the Greeks weren't ready. And they still repelled the Italians backwards to the point where Italy and Albania lost territory. You know what that's like, bro? That you're going to attack and you lose territory. And then he called on the Germans. He's like, we need help. The Greeks are mad.
And then, okay, go to Africa. Go kill innocent African people.
Yeah, and then they still lost. But that's also a testament to how Italian, like the new Italians are not like the old ones. They're not Roman. They don't want to fight. They're like, we want to chill, bro. We want to dress up all metrosexual, like drink some coffee. We don't want to fucking kill these people.
Greeks too, because Greeks now are so
Greeks too,
back.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Greeks we only fought because they came into they were trying to kill us.
Yeah.
We didn't want anything to do with it, but they came in. They were trying to kidnap our Jews. We had no choice.
You had Jews in Greek?
A lot of Jews.
Damn.
Yeah. We did a lot of like hiding of the Jews. Yeah.
So when do you think the third World War starts?
It already started.
But like actually like declared war.
It already big countries. The wars have been declared. The difference is we're lucky because we live in North America, so we're unfazed. But right now there's wars happening in the Middle East. In Europe, dude, there's Ukraine and Russia. Like there's wars happening right now.
But they're like more proxy wars. I'm saying like when are like Russians and Americans gonna shoot at each other?
They already are
in Ukraine. Mercenary yeah, through stuff. Mercenaries. They're already doing it.
Everything's done very, very sneakily.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this to not ruffle any civilian feathers so people aren't like, you know what I mean?
Because they don't want any weird shit happening in the streets.
Okay.
Like in North America. They don't want, like, let's say, Russian locals to start going crazy. But they're already doing it. They're already killing Russians and vice versa. The only thing that's stopping everybody right now is India.
Really?
Yeah, because India and China hate each other. I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
And China's been on the sidelines. Will they join Russia? Will they not? But if China joins, it's kind of like the way World War started. India's going to go the opposite route. They're going to join like the NATO forces, and they're in the middle. And they're a nuclear power.
Do we lose?
India will never go with China. They hate each other.
They hate each other, but if they were like, fuck this, we just want to win, we want to conquer.
They'd beat us. That's 2 billion people. That's a lot of bootleg DVDs. We'd lose.
It'd be like World War Z, human wave attacks nonstop.
Yeah, just it's true.
This is a mercenary group right here, actually.
Us?
Yeah, this is mercenary.
Christina's leading the mercenary group.
Yeah, why does she have a microphone?
She's the intern. She's incognito. She's taping stuff. She knows what she's doing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She works here, George.
Okay, it's just very funny to me. Like you finally like bring a woman on and no microphone. Just fucking this asshole. We can't even see him, and he has a fucking microphone. This is very Greek. This is very Greek.
Here, I'll give her the microphone here.
That's so fucking silly. All right.
Now you made it weird for her.
So what do you think about mercenaries in Ukraine and...
Well, actually, it's off. No, it's on. It's on.
One interesting thing that I want to bring up about Russia.
So hold on. You gave her the microphone to tell her, psych!
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Christ,
I'm sorry. No,
fellas,
it's because I had a...
Come on. A woman gave birth to you, fellas. You came out of a vagina. Come on.
I apologize. But something interesting I wanted to bring up. I saw it. Putin apparently banned
gay people.
GMO foods.
Like, nice. That's a good move.
And he's been giving farms for free to civilians to grow crops under the condition that it's not. Like it's non-GMO, non-genetically modified, and he said that it is a threat to evolution.
I mean, I feel like he's doing that for good PR because he's not wrong, but he also does kill a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's also not good for human evolution.
Good for the
yeah, that's not good for human. He's like these fucking foods are causing cancer. Correct. He's like, but I'm still killing these people even if they don't get cancer.
It's doubt. What happens is like. You live here. You have a good idea of who the bad guy countries are. It's like Russia, Venezuela, Syria.
I don't see Russia as a bad country though. And,
but right now, like traditionally, like it's
yeah, it's Russia.
Yeah, it's Russia. But then like you read stuff and like you have like a doubt of like maybe we're the bad guys. Maybe we're fucked up. But then it's like oh no, you fucking also kill lots of people and shit. You're still like, but there's that little like piece of doubt in your mind where you hear like. Assad in Syria likes puppy dogs and is environment friendly, but he also dropped fucking mustard gas.
Yeah, you're like, wait a second, can it be the same guy?
Is this like, and I love because right now it's literally World War I stalemate in Ukraine, and
I don't think it's a stalemate. I think they're lying.
Who's lying? Who's
our media must be? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, there were leaked documents, right, that said there were already, like, people from the UK, France, and America in Russia training them.
Yeah.
And they were lying about the casualty numbers. Like, Ukrainians lost way more than Russians.
Of course. But that was, in the beginning, I thought that was suspicious. Like, well, this doesn't make any sense.
They were acting like Russia's ass was getting kicked. But yeah. Russia just doesn't care. They're sending a bunch of Chechens to go die. They could do this way longer than Ukraine can.
Yeah.
Chechens are like, you know how, like Roman, like, what the fuck were they called? Like, the highest, like, Roman legionnaires? Like, what the fuck were they called? Centurions.
Oh, is that what the Chechens are for the Russians? Yeah.
The Chechens are like hyped on like insane like Islamic fucking UFC, Islam UFC.
Yeah, the Chechens are genetics. Muslim Russians. That's what they are basically.
They're scary. They're scarier than Russians. They send them in and they don't give a fuck. They'll like fucking behead all the Ukrainians as just go Russian.
Yeah.
Like it's insane. They're fucking crazy.
They're fucking crazy, the Chechens, yeah.
They're fucking wild.
They used to be rebels that you would rebel against. They used to do terrorist attacks against Russia.
Just for fun.
Yeah, and then Putin just recruited them. He's like, you know what? We'll protect you.
So the same way we recruited the Germans for NASA, Putin was like, oh, these Chechens are really good
at
killing people.
Yeah, and he says, no, we're friends now. And he just sends them out. And they're fucking nuts.
and they just want to go to war. They're
they
just,
love it. They love it. They want to kill, rape, pillage. There's all these speeches they give. They're the lunatics.
That's crazy that there are some people that just want to go beat up Pakistanis. Like, deep in their hearts, they're just waiting for a moment for war to start.
It's like every Lebanese father wants to beat up a Pakistani. Literally every Lebanese. It's in your soul. It's in your DNA to want to beat up
Pakistani specifically.
There's a low-key race war amongst, like, brown people no one knows about. It's a secret
war. Who's winning?
I think Pakistanis, because there's more of them and they're more like insane. It's probably a tie. I don't know.
Did you know about this dark coalition? Poseidon, I don't know if you want to bring it up. There's a coalition.
Speaking of ethnic,
Pakistan, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and I think Turkmenistan.
That's the dark coalition.
Did you know about that? They have like a new Muslim brotherhood growing or some shit. Yeah, they.
Oh yeah, that's gonna happen eventually because
one of them was fighting with me on Twitter. He said he's gonna behead me.
Nice, that's an achievement.
Yeah. Can you live stream it at least?
Like, I'm not gonna let him behead me.
Put it up on.
The best is on the same week that guy threatened to behead me and kill me, and it was fine. The tweet stayed up. I called Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, like a pussy or something, and they suspended my account for a day. They said that was bullying, but the guy threatening to cut my head off was fine.
That's really funny. Make it your Facebook cover art in your background. They go apeshit crazy on the internet because, like, I don't know what's in their brain or DNA, but if you like make fun of their one of their top guys, they'll take it
serious, dude.
Somebody was getting death threats and was being gang stalked. I watched this on YouTube.
What's gang stalked?
It's when like a bunch of people will stalk you, like leave like phone calls at your house, like voicemail, like make sure that you know that you're being stalked.
I've been doing that to Christina.
Yes. Now it's working. She's now here.
Yeah. And,
what, you're gonna psych her again? What the fuck?
Oh yeah, Kazakhstan's part of that too, I think.
Speak, goddammit.
Sorry, I stole the mic again.
But this
Poseidon,
guy,
please give her the mic back because I'm looking at what you pulled up. You're gonna say something stupid that is not what I was talking about. So please just give her the mic.
It's not this.
No, it's not a bilateral trade agreement, Poseidon. Please.
I'm just trying to find multiple ships.
Please give her back the mic.
It's Harry Potter and the Azkaban Agreement. Look at that.
Please give her back the mic. It's okay, Poseidon.
What were the countries?
It's okay. It's okay. We're moved past it. Just give her back the.
But the gang stalking thing. Like, this guy's being gang stalked, all because he said that he found a Norm Macdonald clip unfunny on YouTube. So a bunch of people are threatening to kill him.
That's amazing. Okay, but it makes sense. At least they have a good reason.
That's a really good reason. And plus, like, I think he's like, it's a serious thing, but it's like, it's kind of funny, you know. If it's a little bit funny, but it's like, fuck, I kind of sucks for him. But he's also like a sci-fi author as well, so it probably be like a good publicity for his books. But you know, it's like it's such like a mix.
So all
like,
he said was Norm Macdonald. This clip is not funny.
He went on Twitter, one of like his old SNL clips, like Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
He said this. I don't really find this funny. And then people found. I don't know how it began to snowball, but then they all began like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna fucking kill your wife. It's just people like leaving these insane voice messages.
Christine, do you get weird messages online?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
No doubt.
Hateful or just creepy?
Creepy.
What's the creepiest one you've got?
Talking to the mic. Don't be shy.
What's the creepiest one you got?
Like the normal ones are like, hi, how are you?
Should she bring the mic closer? Can you hear?
Those are the worst ones. Hi, how are you?
The worst ones are hi, how are you? Are you kidding me?
No. The worst one is like when they send you pictures. But you know how it's censored? Like sometimes on Instagram.
So you know it's a dick.
Yeah. So I'd rather just like.
Mm-hmm. But that's before the hi. They don't even say hi.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know. But then the other ones are like, beautiful or.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know, just like things like that.
That's Poseidon. He's like, are you coming to the studio?
Speaking of Pakistani men, they're like, hey, how are you? Beautiful, smiley face. Yeah, that's literally how they, that's how they approach it.
Can I see Bob's and Vahin's? Yeah. Send me pics.
That's the, you know how it's like, there's like the Bible Belt? Well, Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh are the Bob's and Vagine Belt.
The that's, Bob's and Vagine Belt.
It's Sri Lanka. That's the amazing. Bob's and Vagine Belt right there.
Does it work? Is what I'm, like, they do it so often. Does, is it, because there's some women that are like, all right, I'll send them pictures of my tits. Like, how can it work?
I swear to God, any woman with a vagina that is on the internet will get these messages. Like, one time, like many years ago.
Many years ago.
Like, I was bored, and so I went on this, like, this
porn. I sent a bunch of girl dick pics.
No. But it was actually the opposite. I was actually, like, I was bored on this one, like, porn website when I was, like, in university. And you can, like, make, like, a profile and, like, talk to, like, other people on this website.
On the porn site?
Yes. And so I decided to, like, you know, fuck around and, like, pretend I was, like, like an old woman from Algeria, like a 78-year-old Algerian
that's
woman.
That's angry about the porn?
No, just, like, just, and so I went to Google Images. I typed in, like, an old Algerian woman, and I just took the first picture of an elderly woman that I saw. Then I put it as my avatar. And I said, like I was, like country, Algeria, age 78, this, like, picture of this woman. And then, like, the next, like, couple of days, I got a dick pic. I got like, people from, like, France, Tunisia wanting to, like, fuck me, like typing me in French. The best one I got, I swear to fucking God, this guy took this picture of the Algerian woman's head and photoshopped it onto the body of a younger woman getting fucked by two guys.
What is happening?
And this was, like, years ago. Like, if you have a vagina on the internet, you will get attacked by men. It's insane. But the men I got attacked were, like, horny Arabs. So I don't know, like, if it's a race thing, if it's a brown thing. But I don't think it's a. I think it's, like, all men.
I think it's general. I think she's getting dick pics from all kinds.
I'm just racist. I'm just racist. But fuck, that's what happened, man.
So now, is it weird for you to be online? Like, every time you get a message, you're like, is this real or is it dick?
No, it's. Because you know how on Instagram now it has, like, requests?
Talking to the mic? Oh. Yeah.
On Instagram now it has requests, so that's better. Yeah. I always leave it on requests. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, it's true, sure, it's true. Yeah, there's a whole section now.
But on Twitter, I remember that they send, like, a lot of, like, links or, you know, crazy. But I don't know.
See, as she gets online, she's like, this is a delicious Sunday. And then it's just dick pics. That's all the replies.
Fuck, man. What, women get attacked by unsolicited dick pics. Men get attacked by, like, hey, want to do my open mic tonight? Like,
yeah.
It's so funny because if girls started attacking us with tits, it'd be, like, the best thing ever. Like, if girls were just sending us tits, be like, hello,
tits. No, you say that now because you're not receiving tit pics. But if you start just getting tit pics in your inbox, after a while, like, they all start blending together.
Okay. But it's not, like, a little bit nice, like, the first one and the second one?
You're like, the first ones, you're like, whoa, I they're sending me unsolicited tit. But then after a while, you're like, all right, that's, like, now I don't know what messages to look at. Like, they're all just boobs. You and some are not nice.
Like, not nice tits or not.
Sometimes nice. You get not nice tits because you don't control them, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know
who's
sending you the tit pics.
That's just dicks for women, pretty much.
Yeah. They'll get a crooked penis.
I think you get sick of it. Like, the Beatles got sick of it after, like, a month. Travis Scott got sick of it. After a month too, like, I think
Travis Scott, is he the guy that's with the Kardashian?
Yeah, I think so.
He's all tatted.
Yeah, that, you know, that's how I got into, like, hip hop music more so. Is, like, grade 12, I began to hang out with, like, all my other, like white friends, and they would play, like, Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott. Like, what's this music? And
then,
like,
it's white activity. Yeah,
that's literally what happened. That's how I got more into hip hop, because that's what happened in the 80s and 90s. That the NWA's records were hugely more popular in the suburbs. All these, like, white kids blasting it. That's what happened.
Well, and Tom Green in Ottawa was a big rapper.
Oh, yeah. Check the OR. You like it so far. Check the OR. Do you like it so far? No one knows that Tom Green was a rapper in Ottawa in the early 90s. And his friends, when he did the show in Ottawa, are now doing stand-up in Ottawa.
Right now?
Yeah, like Glenn Humplick, the other guy. I forgot his name.
Are they good?
You know, Tom Green's friends. I have no idea. I don't know. I've heard.
Yeah, Tom Green was in an Eminem mentioned Tom Green.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. My bum is on your lips. My bum. That song, yeah.
Why? Because he was a rapper or because he was a critic?
Because he was getting criticized, Eminem, on all the stuff. So in one of his songs, he said, So I'm the bad guy, but it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose on MTV. Because I was talking with him about that. Tom Green said, like a lot of people forget, but I was like, he's part of rap culture now because he was mentioned in one of like the biggest rappers of all time song.
That's like one of the nicest. Imagine getting roasted by Eminem.
And it wasn't even really a roast. All he said was, this guy's allowed to hump dead moose and I'm not.
They're in the same, you know, they're the same, like, they're parallel with each other.
It's so crazy to think about. It's so cool.
Tom Green Sigler, he fucking freestyled with Exhibit.
Oh, fuck.
He could freestyle. Exhibit was like smiling, like, oh, shit, White Boy can do some shit. And fucking, but Ottawa's, like, is such a fucking, there's something, I don't know, man. Ottawa's, like...
Ottawa's a weird town.
It's either serial killers or comedians because everything is so fucking, I don't know what's up. It's psychological warfare in Ottawa.
Well, because it's such a it's so quote unquote like business town because it's all the politicians. It's the capital. It's such, people want to like act like they got their shit together, but nobody really does like every other city.
And the weird, everyone seems like on a surface level, very friendly and smiley.
Oh, that's the worst. If somebody's like smiling at you, that means they want to. They're actually evil people. If you get approached by a man smiling at you, that means they're evil.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Who approaches strangers like this?
That's evil. If you're nice to people, that means you're evil.
Well, that is not what it means.
Never smile. I never smile at people.
You've been nice to me the whole time.
But have I ever smiled at you?
You're smiling right now.
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah, I am actually.
That's, it's like a baby's like, yeah, I am actually.
Yeah. All right, okay, you got me.
You got me, kid. He's evil. Watch out for him, Brazil.
I don't think he's evil. I think he's...
Actually very evil.
I think deep down he's like a sweetheart. But I think he would be the worst person to ever be like on the opposite side of like an Overwatch chat.
He's a high-functioning autiste. He could go either way.
The only time I will like really get into... fucking something is if I'm like spectating a game that I'm like playing and I have so much emotional investment in it. Like,
what do you mean? Like, you just died, but your team is still playing?
Yeah. And like, I want them to win so fucking badly. Like, I'm actually going ape. Like, come on, get it. Come on, kill that guy. Come on. No. Like, I'm really like into that. That's like probably like the only time I'll ever be like into something like 100% physically that's not stand up.
What do you play?
Like Call of Duty, this one game is like hyper realistic, like military shooters, like milsims.
What's it called?
I play, like Arma. That's one. Ever heard? I think Poseidon's heard of Arma.
Poseidon, you ever heard of Arma? Yeah.
So it's like when you die in that fucking thing, and I'm like, and
you die in real life.
Pretty much, you die in real life. So you have to like wait like an hour to 30 minutes for the game to finish if you die in it, and because like. You know, you're waiting for like your team to win. Like I'll like spectate and like be watching a guy like shoot a guy and be like, yeah, kill him. Yeah, if he dies, it like I'm so invested into like pretty much like blood sports. I think
maybe how good does it look that game?
Pretty fucking good. Like, but it's also it's a slow pace and realistic to shit. But probably like explaining it like badly here. But you do like all these insane like military like tactical.
Oh yeah,
plans.
It looks cool.
Yeah, you have to like execute like the plan.
You could trick someone, show them that pic. You know they think it's just a picture from a war zone.
Arma 3 like takes place in Greece.
Oh really?
On a Greek island, Lesbos, really? But they renamed Lesbos
fighting a bunch
Altus.
Of lesbians.
Yeah, pretty much, and so it's like in this fictional like thing we talk about like you know minor conflicts, right?
Is that a fucking warship?
Yeah, they get crazy with the mods and stuff.
Okay,
they get crazy with the mods, and so yeah, it's like I think it's like this weird like futuristic thing where it's like the West is fighting like Iran and China on this Greek island, and then like the independent faction, the Greeks, like. Go with the Chinese and the Iranians against the Western people.
Oh, is that what the Greeks do? Yeah,
they
invented the West, and now we're going east.
Yeah, and so like if I'm like playing one of the fucking missions that take an hour, and I die early, I'm like how you react to like a football match. I'm the same way, like hoping my team fucking wins, like watching a guy like get a score because
they take
guy.
Long.
Yeah, or like capture like the objective. So I'm like so emotionally invested. I'm like get in there, come on. Like I'm like yelling at them, just fucking just going ape bananas. That's the only time I've ever like gone ape bananas. And
but this is huge now. The esports and just video games in general. We talk about how they had their peak. I don't think we've reached their peak. I think they're just getting bigger year after year because now it's like mainstream. It's common. You can watch Twitch streamers stream games, talk to you. Like, video gaming, I think, has never been as big as it is now.
But what's, like, the big game that everyone gets hyper for now?
I don't know.
It was Super Smash a few years ago, then they're all pedophiles.
Really? They all became pedophiles?
Like, every single one of the pro players just ended up being a pedophile.
Not only,
and they had to cancel.
What?
Not only pedophiles, but smelly pedophiles. Nobody fucking goes into a Smash Brothers tournament
and doesn't reek.
And showers, dude. Yeah. They all stink. There's been like YouTube videos on how bad the fucking smell is. Documentation, because it's a bunch of sweaty autistic nerds, fat, whatever.
Yeah, when I was in video game testing, I do remember that there was a lot of times where I had to speak to team members. It was the most embarrassing thing to tell an adult, like, bro, like, you kind of smell. When you come to work, can you shower? Can you use deodorant? And it was always a shock to them. Like, what?
Wait, you had to do that?
Yeah.
Are you, like, legally allowed to do that now? Can someone be offended that they
smell? Oh, now? Bad? I don't know. Now is a different time. I used to say crazy. I used to be like, bro, stop being a fucking retard. I don't think you could say that anymore.
That's a hate crime to tell a man you had a shower. That's
There's apparently supposed to be, like, a new realistic shooter, kind of like Arma, but in first person, that's supposed to come out, but I forgot the name.
Oh, Arma's not first person?
It's both third and first.
Oh, okay.
It's both. But, yeah, that's the stuff I play now. Like, there's a game called Ready or Not, and I laughed about this. Ready or Not is like this, like, SWAT hyper realistic game. Like, it's like SWAT 4 if you ever played.
Sounds like it's a kids game. Ready or Not.
But it's like you just, like, breach buildings with, like, a SWAT team, and somebody made, like, a body cam mod where you have, like, the fucking, like, body cam, like, yellow symbol on the top right, and that's the trend now happening in all these, like, realistic games. Is like, people love watching cop footage of, like, people getting shot down on YouTube. They want to now do it, like. That's what's happening now.
Can you make money off playing video games now?
Absolutely. Twitch is a big one. YouTube streaming. Like,
I think XQC just got an $100 million contract to stream with another platform.
But it has nothing to do with a video game. That just has to do with live streaming on Kick. But I mean, are there, like, game, like, let's say you start playing Arma 3, can he become a professional player and make money off that? Not ads.
So that's what I mean, because we used to have, like, League of Legends.
No, like, esports for that.
League of Legends was huge. Now no one really plays it. Super Smash Bros, like, there was competitive. I can't think of what's the competitive game where you can go and make millions of dollars now.
You have to go to Korea.
I think, like, the third time I came to Montreal was to meet up with a friend that I played, like, Rainbow Six Siege with and Arma with. And he was going to Montreal for a Rainbow Six Siege tournament at the Bell, I think in Laval, the Bell Center.
Place Bell.
And it was like a siege tournament.
It was full.
It was packed. And they would show, like, the people's, like, screens.
On the big Titantrons.
With the commentary. And every time a guy would get a kill, the crowd would cheer, dude. It was the sickest shit ever. Every time a person would die in the game, people would be like, yeah, we got a score.
We got one.
Yeah.
Holy shit, eh?
But it was also, like, I think, like, when I went there, I kind of also got turned off by video games at the same time, because all the, like, half the people that were there were, like, under 18. Like,
oh, wow.
With their parents. So it was, like, exciting to see, like, real life blood sports, but also, like, I'm an adult. I can't, all these kids.
Can't be seen with these kids. Children.
No, yeah. It felt like but there's, like, nachos. So, all right, I'll eat some nachos.
I'll eat some nachos and watch these kids lose their shit.
I worked there. I served those nachos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was crazy.
You probably were there that day. I had no idea. You probably were there that day with me.
But, like,
he was getting molested.
But, like, why me? Exactly.
People flew in from all over the world to watch this video game tournament.
Fuck,
it was kind of crazy.
Dude, yeah, my friend came from, like, California.
Can't you just stream it, though?
You could, but it's not. I mean, that does sound fun. Like, just watching people go, like, the arena erupting.
It does sound fun.
It was also, like, a bad experience because, like, I slept on his couch in this Airbnb, and he made beans. So the entire Airbnb, like, smelt like fucking beans. And so I couldn't sleep. So I just, like, walked out of the Airbnb at, like, 3, 4 a.m. It was, like, minus 20 in the Montreal winter. This is February. I'd rather, like, walk around in the cold.
Than smell
beans. I was, like, I saw the homeless people sleeping, like, Scotiabank, TD Bank.
And you're like, you want to switch? I got an Airbnb. We could just swap.
It smells like beans, which is, like, pretty much what homeless people smell every day.
Jesus Christ.
I have a question. Do you guys think, you know how, like, in the NBA you have, or, like, in soccer, you have the different cities a face-off in tournaments and shit, and mm-hmm. the teams are named after cities, or, like, then and you have the FIFA World Cup and it's countries. Do you think it's esports is going to kind of come to, like, the same thing?
We have that. All the city sports teams now have esports team. So for example, the Montreal Canadiens have the Montreal esports team, and they face Toronto, and they face them in NHL. It already happens. Yeah.
Oh
man, if it wasn't for stand up, I'd be trying to Twitch stream right now, man. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I think the question of stand up and podcasting, I probably would give it all up for like Twitch streaming, man.
If you were like a big Twitch streamer.
Honest to God, probably I would do that, yeah.
Okay, so that's what your passion is. But it's not even a specific game. It's just gaming in general.
It's just like talking mad shit while shooting. Yeah, I'm a school shooter pretty much. But it's like, I think that's where it lies, because like when my hands are on like a mouse and keyboard, my mind just goes like, it's like natural state. I've psychologically fucked myself. I'm trying to be a normie, but it's now it's like...
Weird. You can't be a normie. Position. Normies aren't good at stand-up.
Oh man, I think like Mike Ward, was talking about I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Go ahead.
Like being diagnosed with autism, one of the things, like finding things you're not supposed to find funny as funny, like I don't know, like dead babies in the dumpster, like some stupid shit like that. It's like that's pretty much. If that's the case, then like every edgy comic is a fucking autiste.
I've already said that though. I've said it for a while. I think that we all have a bit of a problem because we find the funny where other people can't. That's what we see it right away.
Yeah.
That's something wrong with our brains.
Well, you have to see the world different than most people.
Yeah.
Because if not, then you'd just be saying things people have already thought.
Exactly.
And then you're not really doing anything.
People get mad at Borgelli at Barfly for saying shit, and it's very funny, and they're all wrong. They deserve to be shot and killed when they try to step up on Borgelli here.
So weird. The room of all comics is the room that gets most offended at me doing comedy. It makes no sense.
Oh,
they're
fuck,
the ones who get angry at
they're
me.
They're like, because I didn't think about that joke on Chinese people. That's why.
Like, because you're not like, I think like they look at you because you're like a weak man and you're supposed to be quirky and cute, but you're saying edgy shit and they're like, how could you do this?
That's what I think it is.
So if I get like ripped, I could just be as edgy as possible.
Your China rant on Comfort Zone when you were drunk was one of the funniest things.
Mm, that was fun.
Yeah.
When was that? Did I miss that?
It was one of the early episodes of Comfort Zone. He got drunk. He went up there. I forgot what he was doing. And then we did the interview. And he was just mad at... He's like, why do Chinese people shit in malls?
That's really fucking
funny. No, because
funny.
You were saying that Asians were smart.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, because I was there.
Yeah. He went to Asia and he's like, it's not the case, bro.
No, like when I saw a cashier not able to do simple math to give me back change, I was like, we're wrong about something here.
In China?
Our Asians are smart. The ones here.
In
the
Thailand.
Dumb ones stayed over there.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
They couldn't make it out.
It's like Canadian comics moving to America. You know, that's the dumb ones stay here.
That's what it is. Yeah,
moves out. But every time there was like a drunk set, I feel like they were hyped up. Like, oh, he's gonna get drunk. He's gonna say some stupid shit. But then everybody is a sad drunk, and they're just sad.
Yeah.
You're watching people even be sadder for 20
My
minutes.
My girlfriend left me. You're like, that's not funny, bro.
And then, a fucking Radu. I tried to get Radu to like call his girlfriend because that seems to be a trend now.
Who's Radu?
The open Romanian, micer. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he was talking about, like, his girlfriend, like, left him. Like, let's call her up, buddy. Like,
oh, she left him, and he's like, let's call her.
Let's call. Because I was trying to want to make it a trend.
Oh, at the open mic?
I want to make it a trend where, like, because we're trying to get call his girlfriend. Let's call everybody's girlfriend right now.
We called Boom Boom's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I want that to be a continuous trend. And you mentioned, like, the bisexuals. Ottawa had, like, a bisexual streak, like, in 2018 where, like, a bunch of comics were... enough to be noticeable. We're doing like I'm bisexual.
Those open micers, they didn't know what bisexual meant. What they were saying is both men and women will not fuck them. It's not what it means.
That's pretty funny. That you think it's like you think it's like I'm bisexual. I fuck both. Nobody wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Well, I said that once at a. It was like a. I didn't realize they had invited me to do a. To judge.
Valedictorian speech.
No, it was comedy, but I thought I was there to judge. It was like kind of a roast type of thing. But they.
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that? But what they were looking for was constructive criticism, but they didn't explain it to me. So a chick goes up and she. It was just garbage, like, you know, garbage woke shit.
Yeah.
And she talked about being asexual, this and that, and she was hideous. And then at the end, it goes to me, and I go, yeah, look, I don't know if it's asexual if society made the decision for you. And then the guy running the thing is like, oh, it's not a roast. It's not a roast. And I was like, I got a couple more. Wait till I'm done. And so I just kept shitting on these people. And he's like, you can't do this. They came for like constructive criticism and you're just making them cry.
Was this in French or English?
Oh, it was in English.
Oh, okay. That's
fucking hilarious.
I feel like if it was in French, it'd be like raunchy enough for them to like hit back because it's English. They were
shocked.
I
never got invited back.
That was a school shooting right there.
Yeah.
He was like, cease fire. No, we got
it. But the asexual line, I loved it though. She kept repeating she's asexual. And then I go, you're not really asexual. Society made the decision for you. And then it was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck did he just say?
But are there girls that can't get dick? I don't think that's...
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure, but it's not as common as guys.
Define girl right now. What's your definition of a girl? We got to look at this scientific here.
Let's just say someone who thinks they're a girl to be safe. So keep us on YouTube.
When you say girl, you mean like a vagina.
What do you mean? So everyone? Yeah, no.
Who has a vagina? Someone who has a vagina.
A biological female, you're saying?
Yes.
It's rare. It's rare, but there's people that are unfuckable, but it's not as common as men. Men, there's a lot of dudes that can't get laid.
But there's a lot of girls who could get laid who are like, I can't get laid, but it's like, you can't get guys you want to fuck you.
There's that. Also, some are very annoying.
But like,
so they look hot, then you start talking to them, and you're like, it's not worth it.
It's always worth it. If they're hot, you wouldn't fuck a girl if she was annoying.
I've not fucked a girl because she was annoying. Yeah.
I knew you were a fuck boy. I swear to God, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
That's crazy.
Him? I knew it. Yes. He's not a fuck. He says he'll fuck anyone. Yeah.
Look at his hair. Look at his eyes.
You're a bit of a fuck boy.
I think I could grow into a fuck boy.
You're right there. You're at the cusp.
You're a baby fuck.
You're like, dude, I'll fuck anyone.
I'll fuck anyone. You said a hot girl who's annoying.
Yeah.
I think I could look past the annoying if she's hot pretty easily. I mean, you've been to open mics. Like, you ignore people for 3 hours straight. We've developed a really good ability to turn things out.
You ignore people for 3 hours straight. It's your superpower.
Yeah, it actually is, because you could just, like,
be zone them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it ignoring, or is it because like the room is placed where it's like almost soundproof to the rest of the city?
You don't want to deal, because then let's say you bang her, right? If she's like annoying, but then you have to deal with her.
If you see her in day to day life, if it's just a random date,
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. It depends how annoying. Like annoying to the, like if because if you don't like someone at all, like you're like, I'm fuck this person.
I don't know.
What do you mean like annoying, like a fun, like a weird voice? Like
No. Like I meant like literally like, oh, what a I can't stand this person.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know if you're on it, and there's a chick sitting there, and she's like, what's the deal with all these blacks or weird shit? You're like, ah, oh, goddamn, bro, I can't have a conversation. That's my dream girl.
It's like the opposite of every girl. Every girl's like, Elon Musk sucks and down with billionaires. So you get like a good racist
if you're
one,
fucking
it'd be fun.
Racist Jerry Seinfeld, what's the deal with black people?
What's the deal with Elon Musk? Yeah. Do you think most chicks hate Elon Musk?
Yes. At least the ones I've been around.
Sam, do you like Elon Musk? Yeah, you see? Fucking right.
I don't know. I used to live next to McGill.
Yeah.
And like, I had Tinder.
But you're talking Everdale. All these woke fucking... Dude, you're talking about the girls that are like, we're going to have sex spiritually. You're talking about retarded people. We're talking about real women in the real world who like men who do shit. They don't mind Elon Musk. He's a businessman.
I think most girls don't like men who do shit. At least
that's not true.
Their ideas.
Most women like men. Most men like women. Mm. You just find the outliers are just very loud.
Okay.
They're just very loud.
Or they're just in university, so it's just spitting propaganda. They're
spitting communist propaganda.
And then they're like 25 and dating losers. Like, oh yeah, maybe Elon Musk would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is. They're like, nothing's working for me, and this barista doesn't take me to a lot of trips. That's what it is, yeah.
So they date the people they're supposed to like, and then they're like 25. They're like, I need to have a kid. I need someone who is doing something.
Why am I always dating gay men? That's what it is.
You could be a father. You could settle down.
No. Having
a child.
Cats is a struggle.
What?
Having cats is a struggle. I think I would fuck a kid up right now if I had one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say having cats a struggle. I think I would fuck a kid if I had one.
But,
I haven't been able to stop fucking my cats.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
What did you say, bro?
It sucks because I have one bit about fucking cats, and everyone who like sees me who doesn't really know me is like, oh, you're the cat fucker.
Yeah. That's
how I'm known.
Which is crazy because I have a bit that I talk about dog fucking, and I call, and no one would call me the dog fucker, and that's what I was trying to get to. You try, they won't give it to you. That's how society is.
You try to be the dog
fucker. Yeah, they won't give it to you. But the second you go like, I don't want to be a cat fucker, they're like, shut up, cat fucker. So society is high school. That's all it is. It will never give you what you want.
The comedy scene is high school.
Yeah.
It's literally high school.
Now, yeah, with everyone having sex with each other and all the drama and shit.
But we should, like, put a tally.
And he acts on Conference Zone like I'm orchestrating it. Every time there's drama, he's like, you're all falling into Pandelsa's trap. You're fucking this person. You're fucking. I find out at the show. I don't tell them to go fuck each other.
But every time there's a new female comic, we should put a timer and we should all place bets on how long until she fucks another open micer.
How long until she fucks Becker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I feel, well, it's like, I don't blame anybody for having sex as a comedian when you're like a year or less in, or even more so, because it's like,
well, it's not the time. Who gives a shit? They're gonna bang. Yeah, it's like, it's more of the drama of I'm dating her, but he banged her 3 days ago, and this, and it's like, holy fuck, bro, that's high school.
Yes,
it's not the banging that's the problem; it's the drama.
Although no one in my high school fucked. There were like two kids that like lost their virginity before we graduated.
You think?
No, it was a big deal.
No. I mean, you think it was just two kids? Other people just didn't talk about it. People fucked. Well, actually, you're younger than me. Maybe your generation didn't fuck.
We, like, waited till college. And I remember out of college, when people would fuck, it'd be a big deal. I only lost it at 18, and I was pretty early.
How old are you now?
Friends. I'm 22.
You're younger, yeah, that's why. My generation, I know that they, like, a lot of people banged, but not everyone talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I witnessed something crazy, like, this years, because I knew two people that, two people got, like, pregnant.
I remember a girl getting pregnant in school.
Yeah. There was two of them in mine. And the second one was like insane because I knew both of them. And the pregnant one got mad at me because I wrote in her yearbook, don't abort the baby. She got so fucking mad. And I think because it, like, every time, like,
did she get mad because she didn't agree?
I don't know, maybe. But every time I'd like somebody would like invite me into like the group chat where all of these were like my friends were in, I'd get kicked out a week later, and I think it was her kicking me the fuck out. And that's why I really didn't like wasn't like establishing anybody after high school. But then like later what happened was, it's the most insane and it's despicable. I don't know what the fuck happened. It's none of my business, but I feel like something's bad here because the woman like had the baby, right? Didn't abort it. So, you know, my thing worked. She didn't abort the baby.
Yeah. You saved that child.
I saved the child's life. It's between you and me and the people watching, and the baby's kind of like ugly, but
between you and so me you and saved, everyone watching. You saved his life, but there's nothing you could do about his social life.
No, it's maybe, you know, maybe like I'm not, you know, it was 50-50, right? You know, yeah. It's like Sparta. You either kick the baby off the fucking cliff because it's fucking ugly, hideous, or you keep it and nurse it. And
she kept it.
She kept it. No cliffs in Ottawa, unfortunately. But then it's like the woman, I don't know what happened. The woman and the man broke up. And then my other
You're telling me that teenage pregnancy didn't work out?
It didn't work out. But then like my other friend, who I think looks worse than the original one, came in, and now he's fathering the child, and they look happy. Well, meanwhile, the other guy is, like, sad and part-time job somewhere.
So the other guy is not with his ugly baby mama and the baby, but your uglier friend has an ugly family now.
Yes, but I feel like the OG father...
misses it.
She still sees the child, and it's such a messed up, like, triangle, like it's such a betrayal because I knew these people when they were young, and now to see them as like adults is like just fucked.
It's weird.
It's fucked. The other like teenage pregnancy, I think they're like living the best life out of everybody I know because they live in a small town in Whitby and they're big on Jesus.
Oh,
big on Jesus. They love Jesus. Raising a child good. The guy's still a gamer, so it's like literally the best life. He's like fucking, he's in the trades, loves Jesus, plays Diablo, has a family. That's the best fucking life, dude.
This guy's living the dream.
This guy has the best fucking life, man. It's like no problems, no nothing. Jesus solves everything. Downtime is Diablo and his child. It's the sickest shit.
Is that the dream? I feel like George wants to become that guy.
He just wants to be home with a family.
He wants a family and Diablo.
I just want to still Twitch streams, man. Fuck. I think that's Nirvana is being like 68, Twitch streaming, and I don't know, living in Florida. Who fucking knows, man?
Christina, do you like video games? Not a game. I don't. You don't strike. She's more of a traveler.
Give her the microphone so she can say no, not really, then swing it back.
Not really.
You're more of a traveler. No, you like to experience things like
What are they paying you here? Is it zero?
It's close to zero.
Okay. What do you want to? What's the end goal with Christina?
She's interning. She's finishing her classes.
Nice.
Yeah, but I have an idea for her. I'm going to speak to her after the show, though.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
Come to an open mic before you say yes.
What? No, not for her to do comedy.
Oh, is that
no,
what?
Just to see what the scene is.
Not in the comedy scene. Not in the comedy scene. I have an idea for her.
I finally understand why you have that fucking couch.
It's the casting couch.
I finally understand now. Jesus.
Because she's finishing up school right now, so it's internship hours. So she's interning here, helping with social media, all that stuff.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I saw, I was confused if you were going to be, a guest. Well, you are now, but you're, snooping around, taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. Snooping around. Just for the government.
Snooping around. And because Borgelli and I are, fucking autistic, we're like...
Who's that?
Make no eye contact. Who is this? What's going on here?
I see that.
I was literally like a kid when she was at the door knocking. I was like, Poseidon, someone's at the door. Someone was ringing my parents' house.
Hey, you couldn't go open yourself.
I didn't want to let someone in here too, but I was just like, Poseidon, someone's at the door.
That's so silly, man.
I have a question. Have you guys been to high school reunions?
No.
No, thank God.
Were there? You just missed out on it? Or there
I don't think there was. I didn't get an invite. It would be weird to go to a high... I'm trying to think what I like to go. I'd like to go to see people maybe I haven't seen in so long and be like, oh, fuck, I remember you. But I don't know. It would be weird.
There's no need for high school reunions anymore because we all have Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm seeing my friends in high school or acquaintances evolve into people. I want to get rid of all of them. Just
kill them?
No, just delete them. Because every time I post anything comedy related, I feel like a fucking loser. I'm posting comedy shit on Facebook like a fucking idiot, dude.
Oh, and they're like, what is he up to?
What is this guy? Is he being a comedian now? Oh, you tell me, what's your bit? Tell me your bit.
Oh, I hate it when they say that.
Yeah, put that in your little bit.
Do a bit.
Are you funny? Yeah. Fuck, it's disgusting.
Yeah, some people just don't get it. Some people are fucking dumb. I still get dumb questions. I'll see people that I haven't seen in forever. And they'll ask me, are you still working? And they'll name a job I had 20 years ago.
You're still working at Zellers?
Yeah, and I'm like, are you fucking retarded? You follow me online.
That's a real thing you're doing? That's not just posting?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It got weird. One of the first times Caesar and I did Lebanese Weight Watchers was live streamed on Facebook. And then that was a big mistake. But we had to, that was pandemic 3 years ago. And people started that I knew from high school started joining the chat. And I
can't.
Dude, it was awkward as a motherfucker, man. It was just
George, why would you use those words?
Pretty much. But I think when I was you're still a loser, asshole.
They're saying shit like that?
Yeah.
Holy, you had a lot of enemies in high school.
Oh, man. That guy is living his best life because he's literally another Greek. Cyprus, he's from
who
Cyprus.
Hates you?
Not hates me, but he's living his best life because he's full blown autism, delusional. So he's Claudio Caprilli brain.
Oh shit!
But he's wagking his tail, happy dog. He sees everything with
the bright eyes.
George's idea of what a good life is so funny. He's just autistic, doesn't know what's going on around him, bro.
You could play video games and masturbate all the time.
A good life is being happy, playing games, coming. Just playing games and coming nonstop. Anytime.
Not even eating.
No food. It's nothing, man.
You go until you die.
Man, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm insane, man.
So this guy's talking shit about you, this fucking...
Yeah, that one little comment. And I was oh, I can't. It's weird, but he's I can't do Facebook live streams. No, I served its purpose. It was pandemic time. Everybody, because this is how self-centered fucking comics are, an Ottawa or anything, but no more open mics. I'm going to do Facebook live streams. And that's how, I guess, Zoom got started, because people just love talking into a fucking
void.
Void.
Yeah, no, I think Zoom was already a thing. And no one was really using it. And then because of the pandemic, it blew up.
Why the fuck didn't Skype take off?
That was a missed opportunity off Skype. Because Skype is much heavier. Poseidon uses Skype for some of the streams. It's heavier. It's clunky.
Skype?
What about Discord? I feel like Discord would have been so much better for schools.
Discord, you can't have that on school. They're going to be gaming. They're going to be DMing each other dick pics.
People were gaming anyway. Like, my cousin was in high school during the pandemic. It sounded like the best time ever. You'd put Zoom on the side. You'd be in a Discord chat with your friends, just gaming the whole day.
That's fucked up, though. I think that generation of kids that actually, they let them graduate based on, like, empathy. Fuck, man. Those guys are useless.
That's what I did. And when I was in high school, I just cared about, I was just like a little incel, fucking no sunlight, no nothing. Just play, come home.
Well, wasn't that like the Ottawa thing? There's not that much to do in Ottawa, right?
It's not, no, there was stuff to do in Ottawa. You go downtown, but I didn't.
Downtown?
Really have, I really have, yeah, downtown.
There's a street.
You know, it's fine. I didn't go to downtown until I was like 18 with like a university bus pass. I just stayed in the suburbs like a fucking gargoyle through my choice. I did not like venture out my house until I was like 18, and that probably like disabled me in a way.
I think it enabled you to do the comedy you do.
You think so? Yeah, I would love to be able to be like, you guys dating? You guys, I would love to do that. I would love to be a normal person, but I can't.
Just ask strangers if they're dating?
Yeah, you guys dating?
Hey, you guys dating? The guy's like, dude, I work here. I'm a cashier. My customer.
I'm asking Tristan, you dating Tristan? You dating right now, dude?
He's like, what?
Oh, fuck. But I wish I could be like, I don't know, like, yeah. Talk about, you know. My girlfriend, but I can't do that. I have to like point at people and threaten to kill them.
That's fine. That's your style.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't go on stage and say my girlfriend. He doesn't.
I mean, that's like my best bit is about my girlfriend.
What's your best bit?
What's like how my girlfriend and I fight and how loving woman is gay.
You're doing the thing like tell me your bitch right now. Tell me your bitch
right now.
Tell me
your bitch. But he's saying it. He's saying it.
It's because I have no like. I literally hang out with.
He's fucking saying it.
You're doing the thing right now. It's like tell me your bitch right now.
All of them.
All of them? Okay.
Do a set right now, asshole.
This one on why Asian people are retarded.
Are you using that? That one was good.
I use it sometimes. Sometimes I'm in the mood to, like, go off. Because I just find it funny that everyone hates white people for, like, taking over the world. But everyone else tried. That's the whole bit. Like, and Asians are trying right now.
Yeah.
So in the bit, it never lands. But, like, I always go, like, the yellows are literally trying as we speak.
Yeah.
The yellows
no
are
one's
trying.
Mad at them. Yeah, they it's actually like, a funny bit. Yeah.
Well, it's like the world, stop Asian hate, Quebec. Chinese people are fucking retarded right now. But that's the Lebanese side of you coming out. Because Lebanese people in their soul DNA are racist about everybody, including other Lebanese people. So when you go off about,
if it's
China,
including other Lebanese people, are they racist or they just don't like anyone?
Well, like the Lebanese Christians hate the Muslims, and then the Muslims, there's two like distinctions between
but
them.
But there's like, good Amr is in Israel right now. What's he doing there?
Amr's converting. He's becoming a Jew.
Amr, I don't know why is Amr down? But his last story was him like in blackface, so I guess like all right, it bounces out.
Yeah, was he in black? I didn't see the last story. I saw is him with Israeli like, flags and stuff, and like Hasidic Jews. Like, what is he doing?
Is he better? I now understand Homeland when it came out. I now understand like Homeland to white people. It's like Amr is doing like he's pulling a fucking the guy from Homeland pretty much.
Did you see when he landed at the airport?
No,
he was coming out of the airport. He's like, I was in customs for an hour, and it's just right in front of him. It's like 100 Israelis with flags yelling and cheering and stuff, screaming like it was a soccer game. And he's like, I'm at the airport. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
That's actually very funny. He lands and it's just like, get out right now. But
it's crazy.
I worry about that because I think, oh, fuck. I worry about that. I don't know if I should say it.
Say it.
Okay, I'll say it. Okay, that's it. I'll say it. Okay, I'll say it.
Sir, that's a compelling argument. I'll say it.
All right, okay, I'll say it. Okay, you're right. I don't know. It's like if you're born in Lebanon and you enter Israel, you can't go back to Lebanon. I think that's a rule.
No way.
I think that's a rule. Look it up. This is. I want
Hezbollah
you
to, made that rule up. Like,
I think you can't enter directly. You need to go through a third country to go back. Like, there's a lot of countries where if you go to them first,
oh, okay,
you can't go
to
Israel.
They just won't accept flights from Israel.
Flights or they don't know what you're doing. Why are you in Israel?
Okay, well he's not flying to Lebanon.
Look this up. This is actually a legitimate like lookup. We've looked up a lot of stuff right now. This entire time, Poseidon has been showing us like hardcore interracial porn to show us that he's been reformed. I swear to God, it's a thing. Also, the Lebanese embassy in Canada is very fucking funny. These Habibis like a couple of years ago. To get these fucking Habibis, like the visa application, they decided to like make the entire font on it in cursive to be more fancy. And when you download it, you can't even fucking read the goddamn thing. They thought it'd be
so stupid.
If that'd be like fancy because you're Lebanese and like, oh, look how fancy we are. We're Lebanese.
A Lebanese soldier joins the Jewish people. That's about Amarez. They wrote a whole article.
Every Lebanese is a soldier one way or the other. Is this what it is?
Look at the Google search how I did it.
Palestinians.
What did he write?
If a Lebanese person becomes Jew, can he go back to Lebanon?
That's not at all what George was telling you.
Becomes Jew.
Becomes Jew.
As soon as you enter Israel, you're Jewish. You cut off the foreskin.
That's
the
what
gate.
You heard. You fucking. You
no. So what do you want me to Google?
Look up. Okay.
Can you enter Lebanon from Israel?
No. Can a Lebanese citizen enter Lebanon if they've traveled to Israel? This is a legitimate lookup from Poseidon, the Greek god of Jews. Fuck it.
If this works.
This is like the Mediterranean power hour right now. I think it's a thing. We're going off.
Israel and Kosovo. What?
Oh, shit. That contains stamps, visas, or seals for Israel will be denied entry into Lebanon and may be subject to arrest or detention.
Oh, that's hilarious. Amr just fucked his life up. That's good.
Shit.
Well, life. Maybe he just wasn't planning to ever go back to Lebanon.
You know that meme?
But they have flights from Lebanon to Israel.
Oh, I think it's admission of nationals, travelers, not citizens, so travelers. Okay. You know that meme of like Walter White? Like in the back of the fucking like SUV going like, no, Hank.
Yeah.
That's literally me to Amber. Like, no, Amber, you can't enter Israel. You're going to be banned. No, Amber, don't do it.
You're going to get banned.
Not because I'm anti-Semitic, but you can't enter Lebanon.
Not because I'm anti-Semitic. But your vacation plans are going to be ruined. How are you going to see your family?
I probably go back to Lebanon first before I do go to Israel. But it's stupid too, because it's like, how the fuck are you going to like, if you want to like go to the Dome of the, if you're a Muslim, want to go to the Dome of the Rock, want to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
The Dome of the Rock, you mean WrestleMania.
The WWE returns once again to the West Bank.
Yeah, they get confused. Like, this is the Rock's dome now. It's just the Rock people's elbowing Muslims.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, so like Lebanon and Israel are right next to each other, right?
But yeah. But it's stupid
North
because
and south?
Because
admission refused.
It's so much easier to go into like Palestine through Israel than let's say you have to like he had to go from Canada to either like Jordan.
No, he was in Europe. He was in France.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, like he had to go like France, take a flight France to Turkey, then Turkey to like Jordan.
No, he just went France Israel.
But I'm saying like the rule is so dumb. Like to avoid this possible ban in Lebanon, he had to like go around.
Oh some yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Loophole. And nobody wants to go to Jordan. I swear to God, he's like it's either go to Jordan or go through Israel. And you gotta
like I'll go through the West Bank. Just don't make me go through Jordan.
Nobody wants to go through Jordan, man. That country is a fucking. I actually like met a couple of Jordanians. Jordanians are actually like the nerdy Arabs. They're like low key nerds. No one knows what's going on in there.
Scroll down. I don't see Palestine on that map. It doesn't exist. Scroll.
Enhance.
There's the Gaza Strip.
It's called the West Bank. They don't call it Palestine.
Yeah, there's no Palestine.
Well, doesn't the U.S. not acknowledge it as a country?
Oh,
do they?
Fuck,
don't
I
they?
Forgot.
I don't think because they're allied with Israel.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think. Oh, man.
Well, is it recognized? Like,
no, Palestine is recognized by, like,
Jordan seems kind of nice, though.
Like, do we have a Palestinian embassy in Canada?
I don't know. That's
yeah,
the kind of things I'm asking.
No,
yeah.
We do. We have a Palestinian embassy in Ottawa. There's a bunch of embassies in Ottawa. Palestine's one of them. And, oh, man. What the fuck happened that was, like, I forgot what happened, but I think it was, like Yom Kippur or something, but... Or Israel was doing some shit in Palestine, but like I think like 2 years ago or a year ago, I saw a bunch of Zionists. I don't know, like a bunch of Zionist Jews just driving around in this like giant like Jew convoy in Ottawa with like Israeli flags.
Holy
out
shit.
Their windows. I'm watching this going like, God damn, they're fucking going around. But I don't want to talk about Jews. But because they give me money in their comedy clubs, they can't really. Josh Shapiro.
Josh is watching this now. He's like, talk shit. Talk shit, George. Talk fucking, talk some more shit.
I love Jews, man. I tell you. Because, like, oh, man, when in the Ottawa Yucks, when, like, Howard, like, knew, like, Caesar and I would be, like, traveling for, like, gigs to Montreal, I'd be like, give me some bagels. Like, all right, I'll get some bagels. It's not two Lebanese guys to get him bagels from Montreal.
That's amazing. That's next level Jew.
Oh, man.
Like, don't worry, I got a bunch of Lebs. They'll give me some bagels. So, Burgels, just to plug your stuff, where are you going to be next week?
Next week, nowhere.
Comfort Zone on Wednesday.
Tipsy Cow on Sunday. That's fine.
Just Waffle Sauce on Instagram. The E is a 3. George, what do you got to plug? Lebanese Weight Watchers
always got clips coming up. Got a great idea for a podcast episode. We released our first video episode, Lebanese Weight Watchers.
On YouTube?
Spotify.
Okay.
It's just us eating a man's curry as we review it for like, I think, an hour.
Okay.
Left Lounge this Saturday and Old Port Montreal tonight. That's going to be a good one. Get an extra rep in. Practice some shit for Saturday. And yeah, man, Graphic Tree, hit up Trina Wilson, Facebook for all your signs, and vinyl for your business, all that jazz, baby.
I like it. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Next Tuesday, Bordel. Come out to the Bordel at 9:15 p.m. for some comedy. Christina the intern, Christina Lou, L-O-O, on Instagram. Anywhere else that they should follow you? Threads. Head over to Threads. You can find her same. I forgot to talk a lot about Threads, but that new app, I'm on it right now. I just opened it up. She's on Threads because I already follow her. So Christina Lou underscore. So it's Christina with no H, Lou with two O's and an underscore. Poseidon is online, ThePoseidon69. He has his own website, I Am Poseidon. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Poseidon. We've built this prison cell 'cause we can't trust ourselves.